This is Change for Your Dollar Podcast with John Putnam.
We have another great episode today of Change for Your Dollar, where we have conversations and talk about the blessings and burdens around money and faith and life. I'm your host, John Putnam. Hey, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well today. It's good to be with you. I think I may have mentioned that I'm doing some more writing now. I'm working on some digital courses. I've got some processes that I've built out over the years and thinking about the revision or even a new book in the next year or so. So starting to make some notes about that. And as I've been looking through some of my old notes and some things that I've written in the past, I came across a story. I had forgotten about this, and I read it. It was encouraging, and I thought, you know, I would like to share this with my friends on Change for Your Dollar. So today will be a little departure from what you've probably come to get used to as the normal format, but my prayer is that you will not only enjoy the story, but that it would also encourage you. And the story is titled, A Nudge, A Nap, and A Number One. Okay, here we go. You know, I get to speak at some really cool gatherings. And this week of the story, I was speaking at a family meeting conference in Greenville, South Carolina. I was the last speaker on Thursday evening and the first speaker on Friday morning. And, you know, I'd been speaking a fair amount over those months. And I was thinking, you know, I'm going to finish up around lunchtime. I'll get a bite to eat and I'll head home. I'm going to get a little bit of rest. Well, my plans were clear, but I was to find out that they were not the plans that God had in mind. I sat at lunch with some good friends, and I soon decided that I would stay for the afternoon. Then I would head home. Well, being out with my friends, they talked me into staying for dinner, and I found out that a world-renowned guitarist, Rodrigo Rodriguez, was playing a private concert for the conference guests. And I love great music. He's a classical guitarist. You should hear his music. It's incredible. Well, I was with my friend Bill, who's a veteran in the Christian entertainment world, and I got to give him a lift to dinner and the concert. And what ensued was probably one of the most encouraging conversations I have had in a long time, just talking about life and work and family. You know how iron sharpens iron. And throughout our conversation, I was just thinking to myself, thank you, God, for the nudge to stay for the afternoon and to stay for dinner. It was just such an encouraging time. Well, I finished up the event, the evening. It was about 9:15, and I sort of went through my mental checklist as I was catching my breath and leaving town that night. Well, all of a sudden, I realized that I had left my briefcase in my hotel room. Now, checkout time was 11 a.m. It was now 9:15 p.m. Now, look, whether it's your briefcase or purse or your backpack, y'all, we carry a lot of important material in those bags, and my briefcase is no exception. I immediately called the hotel. At the same time, I was turning the car around to head back to the hotel because I was already driving on the highway on my way home. I spoke to the manager. I asked about my case, and he shared, well, Mr. Putnam, you are still checked into your room. It turns out the conference had kindly extended my stay, and I was totally unaware. That is not the kind of detail I usually miss, by the way. I thought for sure that they were mistaken, but they were right. As I walked into my room about 9:45 that night, there was my briefcase right where I had left it. I only had about a two-hour drive to get home, and I was getting ready to leave, but something made me pause. I felt God nudge me to stay put for the night. I've really been trying to be more sensitive for God guiding me in my day-to-day life, and I really couldn't figure this one out. I really wanted to drive home that night, get a good night's sleep, sleep in my own bed, and wake up in my home. It had been a fun week, but it had been a long week. And then I thought about the drive home in the dark versus driving home on a sunny day after a good night's rest. Normally, that wouldn't have fazed me, but this night it did. Decision made, I was going to stay put. But little did I know what God had in store. He was about to remind me of something so simple, so powerful, and so basic. And so far, He had used a nudge and was about to use a long nap at the hotel. Well, the next day, I woke to a gorgeous morning. I grabbed a cup of coffee, and there was a street fair going on outside the hotel. I got a caffeine reload, and then I headed home. The scene was exactly as I had imagined it the night before. I was rested. I was energized. Traffic was light. Sunshine was streaming. Great music was on the radio. And as one station faded out, I switched to a random station just as a woman began to tell a story. Now, I'm going to do my best to share it with you the best as I can remember, because this was a number of years ago. This young woman was an artist telling the story of writing her newest song. She shared that she was going to meet her writing partner, and a friend told her a story about a man who went to serve alongside Mother Teresa in Calcutta. Upon arrival, Mother Teresa asked the man how she could pray for him while he was there. He responded, "Please pray for my clarity." Mother Teresa immediately said, "That is the one thing I will not pray for, because it is the one thing you are holding on to." Mother Teresa went on to describe unique parts of her personal journey, and she told the man, "I will pray that you will trust." As the interview closed with the young artist, the announcer introduced the young woman as one of Christian music's hottest new artists, Lauren Daigle. You see, it was in that writing session that she wrote the current number one hit, "Trust in You." As I shared earlier, I love music. And since the first time that I heard her raspy, soulful voice, my wife and I have been big fans of her music. But now, adding to that, I'm a big fan of her. You know, money can be confusing. And as I seek to share and inspire and influence those that God puts in my path, I teach about clarity. Clarity in thought, clarity in agreement, clarity in understanding one's financial position, clarity in your plan, clarity of God's authority, clarity of God's commands. But as I heard Lauren Daigle share her friend's story, I realized something critical and something I hope will encourage you today. And this is it. There is a place where clarity stops and trust begins. Proverbs 16:9 reads, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." As the psalmist wrote, "Only the Lord establishes our steps." We can plan. We should plan. Then take the step. But in Him and in Him alone will we trust. We can be clear about many things of God and His Word, but once we take one step into a new moment in our lives, the clarity of what happens next is unknown. It's His and His alone, and we must trust that God will put solid ground under our feet. Scripture says that God is a lamp to our feet, not a spotlight 3 miles down the road. If I must have clarity before I step, I will remain in a state of constant worry and anxiety of what's going to happen next. I am confident that's what Mother Teresa was sharing to the man. It's when we finally trust God that His plans are better than our own, when we really, really believe it, and that we want to be in the center of His trusted will rather than in the center of our personal trusted clarity. Well, how does God show up in your daily lives? Maybe it's in prayer, maybe while reading scripture, maybe it's in your Bible study. But for me this week, it was in a lunch, a conversation, a forgotten briefcase, an unexpected overnight stay, a story and a song. I had my plans, and they did not include any of the above. But God had steps of mine to direct. And though it's not always the case, that afternoon, that night, I was listening. And God used a nudge, a nap, and a number one to remind me that the only clarity I ever need is to trust in Him.
You've been listening to Change for Your Dollar podcast with John Putnam.
Thank you for joining me for Change for Your Dollar, where we have real conversations exploring the burdens and blessings around money, faith, and life. For more tools and resources, please visit changeforyourdollar.com. I'm John Putnam. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to being with you again next time.